The Southern Nevada Health District announced the first novel coronavirus-related death in the state on Monday. Officials say the individual was a man in his 60s with underlying medical conditions and that he was hospitalized. As more hospitals across the nation are treating patients with the illness, KUNR's On Gray spoke with the president and CEO of Renown Health, Dr. Tony Slonim, to learn how the hospital is prepping for possible cases.
The COVID-19 pandemic has highlighted the concerns over medical resources available to communities. What insights can you share about the resources at Renown? And are there concerns about medical staffing or resources such as hospital beds or medical supplies and equipment?
So coronavirus and the family of coronaviruses have been around for a long time. They're the kind of virus that causes a respiratory droplet transmitted disease. And the way that you prevent the spread of those diseases is you put people in special rooms and you wear protective equipment. We have a number of those rooms available at Renown Health to make sure that if the person, a person were to be hospitalized with COVID, that they would be put in the isolation room and the staff that were caring for them would be using appropriate isolation and personal protective equipment. And we drill for this on a routine basis. So we have upwards of 50 or so of these rooms available in the community, and they handle a variety of respiratory conditions that require isolation, not just COVID-19. And so building that infrastructure is something that comes along with the part and parcel of being prepared for these kind of community-based intrusions or problems.
Renown has not had patients with COVID-19 hospitalized yet. What protocols have been put in place at Renown should that situation change?
Right. At this point, we have no hospitalized patients with COVID-19, and the staff have masks and personal protective equipment of a variety of sorts so that they can protect themselves, their families, and other patients that they may see as they move forward. Right now, we think that we're doing just fine as it relates to equipment. That's our latest information. And as the disease takes further hold, though, we'll have to continually reassess. For example, if providers start to become ill with the virus, that will take them offline because of the potential that they'll spread it to other providers or even patients. And so you ultimately have to be planning in the long term for additional, not only structural things like equipment and beds and hospital rooms, but of medical providers and nursing providers and even laboratory and respiratory providers as this continues to evolve.
And what about testing? People are concerned about the availability of testing. Public health authorities base testing criteria on several factors while also considering the resources available. How can clinicians adequately treat people unless more tests are done?
Right now, testing is in limited supply and based upon criteria, which puts those tests to the best use, meaning the people that are the most vulnerable. And the Department of Health has jurisdiction over pandemics, and so we're taking the lead from the CDC and from the health district as it relates to testing criteria and availability of testing. The idea is the more people that you screen who you actually know factually have the virus, whether or not they're symptomatic, you can either quarantine them or cohort them in a way that prevents the transmission to other people who may be well. And so locking that down to some extent is important. And because you can have the virus for a couple of days before you become symptomatic, testing is a pivotal piece of work. And I know that lots of people are putting their heads to thinking about how we can advance testing for our community.
Many public health officials are urging people to social distance, which they say would help slow the spread by flattening the curve. In other words, to lessen the spike of cases, which could inundate the healthcare system. What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, I think the flattening of the curve revolves around two things. One, if people are sick stay home so you're not spreading. And two, we need some hard facts in our community, and that's where I think that the incremental testing will come in. How are we identifying a greater availability to test more of the community who may not even know that they're transmitting the virus because they haven't been tested? The signs and the symptoms are so subtle that you may simply overlook them and not know that you should be staying home. But people want to do the right thing. It's a matter of helping them to understand what the right thing is and how to manage that.